This is Christina's Room Podcast, your mindset booster for the new era.
Hey guys, Christina here. Would you like some stress relief? I would love to give you a cool trick which you can apply pretty much everywhere. Okay, it's not advisable during driving, but you can just stop on the right and that's fine. So this trick is pretty much very easy to use if you are sitting, and it's very effective because it uses the way our mind works, which is design, creative image, and direction. Also, it's very important for you to know why would you love to just get rid of stress and overwhelm, because it's not right, of course, for your health, but besides that, it's not good for decision making. So it's scientifically proven that every decision you make in a stressful situation, I mean in an overwhelmed state, probably that decision won't be good or the quality will be pretty poor. Before taking any decision, if you cannot relax and you don't have too much time or you cannot sleep on it, which is very advisable wherever you can use this trick and at least you will gain a good state for a good decision-making strategy. Let's see first what is stress and that annoying feeling of overwhelm when you feel that your mind explodes, you have so many things on your plate and you just lack clarity. That's it, you lack clarity, and every time your mind lacks clarity in something, it will trigger that alarm which signalizes, okay, I have so many things on my mind and to just arrange them and just keep track on those things every time without forgetting something will put a lot of pressure over you. So first of all, you need clarity. And I will suggest you, before I will give you this trick I've mentioned, to use lists. Every time when you feel you have too many things on your plate, just take out a piece of paper or use your mobile and write down the list of everything you need to do. For how long? Well, this depends. It can be for the day, for the week, or for the month. Everything which makes you feel overwhelmed should be on that list. So we usually feel pressure around things which happen in a pretty much close time frame. So it could be for a couple of days. Let's say you have a stressful week. So make a list with all the things you just need to do this week. And that's it. Once the list is in front of your eyes, you will feel that first. So the first relief, it's very welcomed because it triggers your mind get a little bit better because it sees everything it should be done. So it's something like, okay, I see this list, now I know I don't need to remember it anymore, so I can function a lot better. Yes, of course, after this you can go more in detail and fill up a form about objectives, bigger objectives and the steps on the way. But this simple step of just drawing the list of what to do will give that first initial relief emotion state, which will help you function a lot better. Well, now, ready for my trick? So this trick will work in any kind of stressful situation when you feel you're overwhelmed, and you can take off at least 2-5 minutes to do it properly and just get rid of all those emotions and a lot of things which go in your mind and work like a machine, a robot, creating you a lot of headaches. What you need to do? Sit down in a relaxed position. So this is the first step. It can be a couch, it can be your chair, whatever. Just your physical body needs to be relaxed because you'll work with the mind, and so you just need to take out the body from the picture. The trick will focus, like I said, on two things. On image, picture, because our minds work in pictures. We have pretty much a representation for everything about our lives. And this is the way the human mind works. So we will use this asset that our mind creates pictures for everything. And two, we know already, and maybe you heard me in another podcast about the mind which works in directions. This is how we reach any kind of goal in life, because we are focused on something, the final destination. So we have a clear direction in mind. And if we have that, then chances are we will get that thing, because our mind works in direction. Keep these two in mind. So design, picture or image, and direction. And now the trick. Once you are in a relaxed state, close your eyes, take a deep breath. You will picture on the floor somewhere in front of you, 1 meter, 2 meters, something that makes you feel comfortable, a ball, a hat, a box, whatever you want to create in front of you on the floor. And now you'll focus inside your mind. Once your focus is there, you will just be an observer. Take notice what's going on in your mind. You'll see a lot of pictures, maybe you'll hear noises, you'll see text, letters, numbers, symbols, icons, and you will have different kind of states compared to what you're seeing in your mind. And now, you will, imaginary of course, take everything which is going on in your head and just throw it into the ball in front of you. I will use the ball this time just to give you the trick and the steps, okay? Throw everything from your mind into the ball. Perfect. Once you did that, you will see that other new things will come and pop up into your mind again. New thoughts, new ideas, question marks, images, voices, sounds, and of course the emotion which will be related to what you see or what you hear. And again, do the same process. So it's like something enters in your head, you throw it out and just place it into the ball. It can be like water, you know, a water which runs into this ball from your head. And you repeat this process, and slowly you will notice that your mind gets a lot more emptier. Doing this at some point, maybe in 2 minutes, in 3 minutes, in 4 minutes or 5 minutes, you will gain again that state of relief. When even if you are still having some thoughts in your mind, you just manage the numbers and it's no overwhelm anymore inside your brain. And when you get that feeling that, okay, now it's good, now I feel better, now I am relaxed, now I feel good about what's happening and how I am feeling, you just open your eyes. You see the difference. It's a huge difference. You directed the imagery from your head inside the ball and you emptied your mind. Once you gain that, you gain clarity, as I said. And now you are ready to make decisions, to do whatever you were working on before, or just feel better. And this is something you can do every time, and especially before decision-making or when it's something important on your plate. Try it now. Try it today, see that it works, refine the way you do it, and in a very short period of time, maybe you do this 2-3 times, you will be a master of just relieving that stress and overwhelm sensation every time you want to in just a couple of minutes. So this is very helpful. Don't just let it here in this podcast. Take it with you and use it for your own benefit, and you will see the effects over your life. At least you'll gain a happier life because you won't be so stressed anymore. Until the next time.
Subscribe to Christina's podcast and stay connected through her social media channels too.